how is this experience on Quantum Break different from the voiceovers that you've done in, like, you know, the Transformers games and Uncharted 3?
Well, because those were literally just voice in a lot of it. In one of them, I did do Colombian accent characters. My background is Colombian, Latin American, and so it was easy for me to just, you know, do that and then unaccented English. So just the voice, it takes away a lot of the pressure of, oh, I have to remember, you know, this part because this, I have to bring my acting to it, my facial capture to it, my body. With Quantum Break, I had to remember each and every part that I wasn't using, what I was doing with it, so that when I go do that part, I can put them all together like pieces of a puzzle. And it was hard. Sometimes we had to look at footage and say, oh, wait a minute, when I said those words, I had this expression. And now that they're bringing the animation to life, they want that expression. So it's really tricky. It was really tough, actually. Some of the things feel very kind of fragmented, kind of stuck, like you're stuck in something, like you're still. But you need to bring that piece to match the other ones that you've done. So it was very heady sometimes, to say the least.
So would you say, yeah. is it fair to say that your performance in Quantum Break is more similar to your work, like, you know, on Days of Our Lives or a television show or a film than the stuff that you did in video games prior?
Yes, definitely. Especially because, you know, I am myself the image of my character.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the changes come in. When you voice a character that you get a picture of, or they say, hey, like, you know, I'm doing an animation series right now for Fox called Bordertown. And mm-hmm. It's a 5-year-old little Mexican boy and with a light accent, not really. And so they give you the picture of the boy, and you go, oh, that's what it looks like, and I have to bring a voice to that being.
Yeah.
But with Quantum Break, it's like, it's me. As Sophia, Dr. Amaral.
Mm-hmm.
So create Dr. Amaral with your image, give her an accent, give her a voice, give her a story, give her everything. So it's definitely more like a film, I would say. And it's wonderful. It's a lot of work. And when I spoke to some of the other actors, I remember having a conversation with Lance Reddick, who I happened to be working with on Bosch.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those fluke things. And I'm such a fan of his. He's just one of the most brilliant actors I've seen on the screen. And he himself, you know, coming from someone of what I think is his caliber and how professional and good he is, he said that Quantum Break was one of the hardest jobs he's done. And I thought, okay, so I'm not crazy. It is hard, right? And he's like, oh, yeah. and it is because it's just so intense, you know, the motion capture is also a really tough part of the video